The ceremony was held as usual in Rotary Park. That was 5 days after a lightning strike ignited a blaze of nearly 2,000 acres in the Rockport neighborhood near Wanship. Last year, attendees were drawn away when the Fox Bay fire near the Jordanelle broke out the same afternoon. This year, the Firefighter of the Year honor went to Zane Thompson of the Park City Fire District. Chief Paul Hewitt said Thompson has been instrumental in developing a wildland fire program.
When I got here, we did not have a wildland crew that was contracted out to the Intermountain region, and Zane helped tremendously in that effort. We put together a Type 3 engine, a four-wheel drive fire engine, that we contract to the neighboring states when they have fires and they don't have enough personnel and resources to put the fires out. And Zane has been a crew boss and an amazing resource in putting this program together. Everything that's successful in the fire district leads to another success. And we profited tens of thousands of dollars, and we bought a couple of motorcycles with the money that we made. And Kenny Smith went out and put together some EMS motorcycles. And none of this could have been done without Zane Thompson's efforts in wildland firefighting.
Hewitt said the experience of their wildland unit came in handy in dealing with the Rockport blaze last week. Summit County Deputy Award went to Vince Nguyen. Sheriff Dave Edmonds said Deputy Nguyen has been instrumental in his department's efforts to squash the circulation of drugs in the area. A side benefit, he said, is the money they've received from the seizure of millions in drug assets.
And we've been able to do some things that we would not be able to do without very aggressive deputies like Deputy Nguyen. He is assigned full-time to the DEA task force down in Salt Lake City. They do a lot of work up here in Summit County as well. But those resources, because we're part of that narcotics task force, those resources are used up here a lot. We have equipment today at the sheriff's office, very expensive equipment that we would have never been able to buy with taxpayer money if we didn't have Vinny. And what I love about that is the money that we're using, it's not taxpayer money. It's dirtbag money. And you know what? That's the best kind of money, right? Vinny, can you come on up here?
Yeah.
That's right. $100 bills laced with cocaine. Good man.
The Utah Highway Patrol designated Thomas Simpson as their trooper for the year. Paul Carter from the UHP said Simpson's been prodigious in his efforts to stop drugs and detain speeders.
And he's pulled off more drugs off the highway than I think most troopers at 5 years. He's pulled off some cash, he's pulled off some good narcotics, and he's made this place a better place because of the work that he does. You know, Tom, he comes out to work, and there is seldom a day that he goes home at the end of a 10-hour shift with less than 30 cars stopped. Maybe exaggerating just barely, but he stops a lot of cars. He leads the highway patrol in this area with the number of cars stopped. So credit the slower traffic in this area on the highways to Tom's great enforcement efforts in stopping speeders.
The EMT award went to Elise Bone, who's been with the South Summit EMTs for over 10 years, in addition to being a volunteer firefighter there. Jessica Ryder got a little emotional presenting the award and added the recipient is known as Ma Bone to her colleagues.
A special ability to connect with her patients, the families, and the bystanders. It doesn't matter what age of the patient, she's always able to just make things better. It's been said that dynamite comes in small packages, and that's exactly right. Don't let her size fool you. She's tougher than she looks, even if she can stand in the wheels of a fire truck. Elise, it's been an honor to run with you. You more than deserve this EMT of the Year. Come on.
Finally, the Police Officer of the Year Award for Park City went to Detective Jeremy Eaton. Captain Phil Kirk said Eaton has distinguished himself in several areas.
He's handled some really tough investigations, one recently that I don't know who would have handled that any better than he did. And he's also really revamped our entire evidence room and evidence room procedures and really professionalized that. And his captain, Captain Rick Ryan, wanted me to mention that he's just been excellent with working with the community, being very considerate and caring, especially with the senior community. As a testament to his relationship with the peers, his peers. He's been recently elected to a leadership position with the Fraternal Order of Police.
Part City Police Captain Phil Kirk. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.